All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And now it's down to two teams in the National League that can claim the pennant, as you have the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers, who have each advanced to the National League Championship Series. Now, of course, for the Dodgers, they had to slug it out as they were able to squeak past the Washington Nationals in a grueling five-game series, and now they are taking on a Cubs team that is definitely flying high. You look at the Chicago Cubs, and they were able to knock off the San Francisco Giants, and I know that the Giants came into the NL playoffs picture as a wild card team. Of course, they defeated the New York Mets in a wild card game. But this is a Giants club that the last three times that they made the postseason, they went on to win the World Series. And in game four, the Cubs found themselves going to the top of the ninth, down three runs, and they rallied for four runs on the road in San Francisco to clinch that series. And that is big. Not only coming back like that, but doing it against a potent Giants team that when it comes to October, they are very difficult to deal with. And you look at manager Joe Maddon, he's trying to push all the right buttons as he's looking to get the Cubs to the World Series for the first time since 1945. Now, this is the second year in a row that the Cubs are in the NLCS. They were swept last year at the hands of the New York Mets. And for what it's worth, the Cubs never even had a lead in that series. That just gives you an idea of how dominant the starting pitching of the Mets was last year. Now, the Cubs, they're going to rely on their quality pitching this year. You look at John Lester, John Lackey, Jake Arrieta, and Kyle Hendricks. These are the arms that the Dodgers are going to have to deal with to begin the game for the Cubs. And then, of course, if these guys can go deep into the contest, they will hand the baseball off to Aroldis Chapman for the ninth inning. I look at this series and the keys for the Dodgers. Number one, they have to win the games that Clayton Kershaw is going to pitch. Now, of course, Kershaw will not pitch game one tomorrow night. And the reason is he came out of the bullpen in game five to save the game for the Dodgers. And then on top of that, he pitched in game four. So he is not going to be available under any circumstance for the Dodgers for game number one. You're looking at either game two, definitely game three, possibly for Kershaw. And like I said, each game that Kershaw steps on the mound for the Dodgers, they have to find a way to win. Another thing that Los Angeles must do, they have to do a better job of hitting with men on base. We saw several instances in their series against the Nationals where they left the bases loaded. You cannot do that against a Cubs team that has a very potent lineup. And I really want to see who is going to step up and be that X factor in this Dodgers lineup. We saw guys rise to the occasion in Game 5 in the NLDS when they needed it, like Jock Peterson, like Carlos Ruiz. But is it going to be Yasiel Puig? Is it going to be Corey Seager? Is it going to be Justin Turner? Who is going to step up and put this Dodgers lineup on his back as they are looking to get to the World Series for the first time since 1988. On the flip side for the Cubs, you look at the way that Javier Baez is hitting right now, along with Chris Bryant, their stellar young third baseman, but they're going to need a bigger presence in this series from the likes of Anthony Rizzo. And getting back to Kershaw, he's going to be vital in this series for the Dodgers, and the reason why I say it is this. You look at the ton of lefties that the Cubs will put out there in their lineup, and a guy like Kershaw does have the ability with that slow curve of his to neutralize them. But other starting pitchers such as Rich Hill or Kenta Maeda, who will get the ball tomorrow night from game one, has to step up and make plays. What is the health of Kenley Jansen? You look at a guy, he threw 51 pitches out of the bullpen for the Dodgers in game number five. And if it comes down to a save situation in game number one tomorrow night, will he be ready? This Dodgers bullpen was used a ton in their NLDS series against the Nats, and it's going to be interesting to see what they have left in the tank for the NLCS. Dave Roberts pushed all the right buttons to get the Dodgers to the NLCS, but right now the Chicago Cubs are simply the better team, and I'm going to take the Cubs to advance in this series 4-2 for their first trip to the World Series since 1945. So folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.